Classic Hits 93.1 WNOX. Hi, Frank Murphy here, and what a joy to have the Bacon Brothers on the line, Kevin and Michael Bacon. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Both of you on the line, just arrived in Knoxville and on the way to Greenville right now to visit the beautiful Niswonger Performing Arts Center for your show tonight. So let's talk about the music side of the Bacon Brothers real quick. I mean, we know of Kevin, of course, from acting, but you guys have been doing music for a long time.
Yeah, this is Michael speaking. We really can't remember a time when we were kids where we didn't play music together. And later on, when I became a professional, Kevin played in my band with me doing percussion. And we always had music projects, writing songs. And then about 20 years ago, an old friend of Kevin's who was working at a music club in Philadelphia said, had heard some of our demos and said, why don't you put a band together and come down and play as the Bacon Brothers? And I think, you know, timing is everything. And I think at that point in my brother's career, he just felt like he'd like to give it a shot and see what it was like. Turned out he was really good at it and liked it. And one thing that led to another. And now we've been doing this for 20 years.
I remember about 15 years ago, I was working behind the scenes at a station in Los Angeles. And you guys came in. And I guess Ferrosco, is that how you say it? The first album? Folk rock soul?
Ferrosco.
Ferrosco. It had just come out, and you guys played for us live in the studio, and it went over so well that we had the audience come in, and you played for us on a Valentine's concert because it was very romantic music, and people loved it, and they were excited to see you guys.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Ferrosco was the first one, so it's a relic.
Yes. Well, now you've got a Nashville connection, and I'm curious to hear about that as you've moved more into Americana music.
I think, you know, I lived in Nashville from 1972 to 80, and I've always felt I wasn't into country music. I was a staff songwriter and a couple of records out, really more on the pop side. But I think as time has gone by, our connection musically and artistically with Nashville is just kind of stronger. I think that the town has changed a bit, and we've changed a bit. Our agent is down there, our publicist is down there, and recently played a show at the Franklin Theater that did very well, and a lot of the Nashville people that I've known for years came out. And, you know, I think if there's any town in the world, really, that would be the best place for us to try to do business, I think Nashville is the place.
Well, where are you guys based now? I mean, I always read about Kevin being in New York. Is that still where you are?
Yeah, we both live in New York. We both live within 10 or 12 blocks of each other, actually.
Oh.
I moved to New York in 76, and Mike's been up there since about 1980 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our home.
Well, that's very cool. I mean, it's because a lot of people assume that all actors and showbiz types, musicians too, automatically have to live out in Hollywood. But I think, you know, being where you are gives you a different feel for the country than Hollywood does.
Well, I think that when my wife and I got married, I don't think we even really discussed, you know, moving to California too much. It, you know, if you listen to a lot of our music, there's a lot of like, oh, I don't like L.A. kind of song.
Yeah.
And but the truth is that I'm now really fond of it. And my daughter lives in L.A. and I spend a lot of time there. So I don't really have that thing anymore. But but New York is home, and it's a great town to live in. It's a place where you can get a lot of stimulation in terms of, you know, song subject matter and things to write about. You know, I think we both like living there a lot.
Well, I'm a native New Yorker myself. I grew up in Yonkers. Before I moved around, and then now I consider myself a Tennessean, so we kind of have all of these various factors that we're talking about here. As we describe the Bacon Brothers, who are playing in Greenville tonight at the Niswonger Performing Arts Center, NPACGreenville.com has got all the information about that beautiful venue. So, meanwhile, Kevin, you also still continue with the acting, obviously. Michael, what do you do when Kevin's off acting?
Well, I have, in my day job, is I write music for films and television shows. I write the background music, and I also teach film scoring in a couple of colleges in New York. So I kind of have three jobs and juggle everything between them, and I consider myself a really, really lucky person in that I really had to give up the songwriting, singer-songwriter dream that I had my whole life when my son was born, because I realized I really had to provide. And when we put the band together, you know, we sort of rekindled that dream, so I'm a really lucky man.
Oh, cool. And then what about you, Kevin? When you're not singing and working on The Following and other shows, what else have you got coming up?
You know, I'm working on producing a couple of things, getting stuff off the ground. You know, I'm always looking for something to direct. It's been a while since I've directed. But, you know, I try to keep as many, you know, juggle as many balls, as many things fast as possible. But I don't really know what's on the horizon.
Well, it's always something with you. It seems like you never rest. You know, you're always in a movie. You're always doing something. You know, lately my wife has been on a kick watching Apollo 13 on DVD as she goes off to bed. So I've seen you a lot lately.
Okay. What a nightmare that is.
I don't know why that one. It's just she picks a movie and then she'll just watch it like a few minutes every night until she finally sees the whole thing. It takes about 2 weeks for her to get through a film.
Oh, that's interesting. That's kind of like the opposite of binge watching.
Yes. Well, I was going to ask you about binge watching because I honestly got behind on The Following, a great show about a serial killer on Fox. And now I think really binge watching is a great way for people to catch up. So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, television in the last 5 years has changed like incredibly. I mean, a lot of people are finding different ways to absorb the content, and binge watching is one of them. You know, they wait until something has been on and they watch and they catch up. And I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're also finding different platforms other than the old network model. So it's changed so much and it's happened so quickly that I don't I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to sort of hypothesize about where it's going to go. But the one thing I do feel is that along with this change, the quality of shows has just gotten so good.
No kidding.
There's so many good things on, and there's so many good things that you can get wrapped up in and really want to see what happens next. And I think that the binge-watching phenomenon is really a function of serialized television as opposed to procedural television.
Right. Well, and as a producer-director, Kevin Bacon, it gives you more platforms, more places to expose your creative work.
Sure it does. I mean, there's like a ton of places, especially now with, Amazon coming up and Netflix, and it seems like every day I hear about it. There's a lot of possibilities out there.
I know. I'm regretting all the DVDs that I bought when I think, wait, I could just have them on the internet and not have them cluttering up my house?
There you go.
We're talking with the Bacon Brothers, who have a new album called 36 Cents. It's their seventh album. Tell me about that one.
Well, it took us about 3 years to make it. We worked very slowly, and we didn't really have all the songs that we needed. So we did some dredging back to some really old stuff and worked with several different producers, including the guys in our band. And when we had 10 songs that we felt good about, we decided we would put it out. Also, we had a couple of covers, one from our appearance at Live from Daryl's House with Daryl Hall, which there was a song called Above the Clouds that we felt particularly good about. And then we also covered an Alanis Morissette song called You Learn.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like most of our stuff, it's Foro Soko, as you were mentioning. It's all over the place. It's two different writers who do a lot of different things. And our philosophy, if we have one, is that we kind of let the songs dictate the arrangement. So there's a couple of songs that have just cello and guitar, and then there's some that are pretty hard-hitting, relatively hard rock songs, and then everything kind of in between.
And you've got the whole band that travels with you, the same guys from the album?
Yes. Yeah, we've been in studio. We've never really gone outside and used studio players. It's always been the band that we play with live, we go in the studio with.
That makes sense. Kind of like the Springsteen model, right?
Yes, exactly.
Very cool. Well, we're excited about the show in Greenville tonight. We appreciate you guys coming to East Tennessee. It's always good to have big stars visit.
Nice chance to hang out in Greenville, and it's a terrific little town. I mean, the guys in the band, we've been going to this little diner called Pipson's, which is just, it's magic. And we went to a great barbecue place last night called Stan's, and we're staying in town. And they've got the beautiful Performing Arts Center and then an old theater that they're restoring. It's an exciting little place in a town that I think is really coming into its own.
Oh, and you're close to Mosheim too, so you'll see that, Kevin, when you drive through Mosheim to get to Greenville.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great, and the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center is getting rave reviews. Obviously, it's only been open for a couple of years, but everyone just loves it.
Yeah, everything I'm hearing about this town, I really like. The program for music in the schools and just the little college that's here are really doing well. It's a great little town. I'm happy to be here.
Well, all of East Tennessee, I mean, we talk about Tri-Cities a little bit to the north of you as the birthplace of country music, and then Knoxville is
right. The
cradle of country music, and then it kind of moved west to Nashville where it matured,
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, my friend Carlin Carter just got an award from, I think it was Bristol.
Yeah.
I just saw a tweet about it, which I was really happy about.
Well, I know if you drive home to New York, you'll pass the giant guitar on the side of 81 in Bristol.
Uh-huh. Is that where the Carters were originally from?
Well, a lot of that's what they call it, the birthplace of country music is there at the Virginia-Tennessee border in Bristol. There's so much stuff happening there, and you're right close to it. In fact, you probably draw audience, I'm guessing, from Bristol as well as Knoxville when you're there in Greenville tonight.
Awesome.
Well, guys, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having us to the show. We appreciate it very much.
Michael Bacon, Kevin Bacon, the Bacon Brothers, tonight at the Niswonger Performing Arts Center, npacgreenville.com is the website. Be sure to check it out and head on up to the show tonight. Guys, thanks again. And I guess, what do you tell a musician, break a leg, or is that just acting?
Sure, Albert.
break a string.
All right, there you go. We'll do that.
Okay.
This is Classic Hits 93.1 WNOX.